19th District Legislative Update with Senator Jeff Wilson. I'm Tracy Ellis. The legislative session is winding down. You managed to get several bills passed. Which one are you the proudest of?
This year was very productive, especially when it comes to roadside safety measures. I was proud to successfully have the tow truck operators bill go all the way through and on to the governor for signature. And what this bill does is it allows rear-facing blue lights of tow trucks to be used in certain emergency work zone areas alongside our roads. And this is important because Washington has suffered record-breaking traffic fatalities the past year. And I believe that this bill will make a very positive improvement on roadside safety, not only for the men and women that work in the towing and recovery industry, but for everyday citizens that rely on the tow truck industry to somewhat come recover us, repair us. And I'm looking forward to seeing improvement where we all see a blue light and we tap our brake pedal, we slow down and we move over.
Some of your bills didn't make it across the finish line. What's your biggest disappointment?
My biggest disappointment this year deals with addressing a statewide urgent need in regards to the catalytic converter theft that all of us seem to be aware of. And many of us have turned into victims of catalytic converter theft. This year, the legislature failed to pass along and move forward my catalytic converter theft bill. And that leaves a lot of unanswered questions as to what are we going to be doing next about such an important crime epidemic that everybody is facing here in the state. We know that catalytic converter theft is everywhere. We also know that it's injurious and creates a long line of victims. However, we as a legislature need to act. And this year we failed to act. We failed to step up and to pass legislation that would hold accountable those individuals and all the way up to the organized crime level that will steal these from hardworking Washingtonians.
19th District Legislative Update with Senator Jeff Wilson.